Hello, welcome to the show called Job Opportunities. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. We'll be looking at opportunities found in the Arizona Republic this past week. The first one is an assistant professor of veterinary anesthesiology to teach university-level courses in anesthesiology, clinical skills, and elective classes to provide clinical services for small and large animals in the Midwestern Animal Health Institute. Must have DVM or foreign equivalent. Must have completed ACVAA or ECVAA certified residency program. Must have or be able to obtain within 2 months of start date Arizona veterinary license or Arizona veterinary faculty license. Employer will accept any suitable combination of education, training, or experience. This position is 40 hours per week, Monday through Friday. The employer is Midwestern University in Glendale, Arizona. Qualified applicants should email your resume to, are you ready for this? SREC, that's SRECKE, at midwestern.edu. SRECKE. At Midwestern, MIDWESTERN.EDU. And Midwestern University is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will receive consideration for employment without regard to race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or protected veteran status. That was an assistant professor, veterinary anesthesiology. Here's another opportunity in the education field. Primary school teacher. Send resumes to Daisy Education Corporation. The job is located in Tucson, Arizona. Now, Daisy Education Corporation's address is 1489 West Elliott Road. That's E-L-L-I-O-T, Elliott Road. Suite D-103, D as in David, 103. The city is Gilbert, Arizona. The zip code is 85233. Now the wages for this position are $39,880 to $42,880 per year. And then it says job is located in Tucson, Arizona. So that's the Daisy Education Corporation is looking for a primary school teacher. And now under the general category, this is different. Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix is seeking multiple parochial vicars, V-I-C-A-R-S, vicars, to perform ministerial duties such as daily mass, confession, preaching the gospel at parishes in Yavapai County, Pinal County, Mojave County, Coconino County, and Maricopa Counties. Requires a bachelor's degree in theology or religion or philosophy or related field, and a foreign degree equivalent is acceptable, as well as ordination as a priest in Catholic Church. Send your cover letter and your resume by a snail mail to RCDP. RCDP. R as in rabbit, C as in Charlie, D as in David, P as in Paul. Attention, A period Jimenez, and that's J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. The address is 400 East Monroe Street, 400 East Monroe Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85004. Roman Catholic Diocese of Phoenix is seeking multiple parochial vicars. If you're ordained as a priest in the Catholic Church, and you can perform ministerial duties like daily mass, confession, preaching the gospel, then they're looking for you. Our next opportunity is as a nail technician. Looks like it's in Apache Junction, Arizona, at Pamnus Nails LLC. That's P-A-M-N, as in Nancy, E-S. P-A-M-N-E-S, Nails, LLC. Provide basic manicure and pedicure services. including nail trimming, shaping, cuticle care, exfoliation, polish application, and routine hand and foot massage. No degree required. 12 months experience is. Additional duties and requirements are available upon request. Email your resume and cover letter to. Okay, it is Trin Hong. That's TRINHHONG 755 at gmail.com. Trin Hong 755 at gmail.com. And in the subject line, refer to job number M as in Mary, D as in David, 01. And then it says at the bottom line, standard benefits. I don't know what that means, but there's standard benefits. The next one, 8 Pretty Nails Spa, LLC, in Surprise, Arizona, is seeking a full-time senior nail tech and nail tech apprentices. It doesn't say how many nail tech apprentices. All techs must have completed nail or cosmetology training, must apply for state license upon starting. A senior tech has to have 2+ years experience with acrylics, gels, sculpting, and custom designs. Duties before state licensure, clean stations, maintain supplies, wash towels, provide refreshments, organize products. Duties after licensure, those include manicures, pedicures, gels, acrylics, and advanced nail art. Apprentices, same duties as above before licensure. And after licensure, you would perform nail services under supervision. There are multiple positions available. Apply. Okay. There is a person's name, and then there is an email address and a phone number. So the person's name is, the first name is Tuong, T-U-O-N-G. The middle name is Thien, T-H-I-E-N. And the last name is Tran, or Tran, T-R-A-N. And the email address is 8prettynails23. The 8 and the 23 are numerals. 8prettynails23, that's all one word, at gmail.com. Or you can call. The number is 623-337-1238. 623-337-1238. That's with 8 Pretty Nails Spa in Surprise, Arizona. They're looking for a senior nail tech and then nail tech apprentices. Carvana LLC is seeking an associate product manager in Tempe to develop and drive the roadmap for our scheduling, network planning, and transportation management systems. Telecommuting is permitted. You can apply online. https://www.jobpostingtoday.com/ www.jobpostingtoday, that's all one word, jobpostingtoday.com, and then /. And then there's a search box that comes up, or a reference number. And that reference box, you should type in this number, 35572. 35572 to work with Carvana LLC as an associate product manager in Tempe under the healthcare and dental group. Banner Medical Group has an opening for a hospitalist to work in Mesa, Arizona, and one opening for an internal medicine hospitalist nocturnist to work in Sun City and Sun City West. Provide medical care to assigned patient population, maintain timely and appropriate documentation of such care, and actively participate in medical staff duties. Participate in utilization management and care management processes to ensure high quality, cost-effective delivery of services. For a full description of the hospitalist position and specific worksite locations, or to apply, send your resume to, looks like it's going to be email, Jamie, that's J-A-I-M-E-E, dot Ramirez, R-A-M-I-E-R-Z, at bannerhealth.com. In the subject line, put in this job code, AA2026. Now, that was for the full description of the hospitalist position. For the full description of the internal medicine hospitalist nocturnist position, you would go send your resume to Mark, M-A-R-K, dot Davenport, D-A-V-E-N-P-O-R-T, mark.davenport at bannerhealth.com, and in the subject line, reference S as in Sam, M as in Mary, 2026. And those were two positions with Banner Medical Group. Now we've left the medical and healthcare and dental category, and we're in the professional category. And it's a senior technical architect needed by Blue Yonder Incorporated in Scottsdale, Arizona. Lead the full life cycle of enterprise software solutions with a focus on supply chain and logistics platforms by designing scalable, configurable platforms using Blue Yonder technologies, along with custom APIs and ERP system integrations. Domestic travel is required 25% of the time annually. It's a telecommuting role, may work remotely from anywhere in the U.S. to apply. Anywhere in the U.S. To apply, send your resume to bycareers at blueyonder.com, and in the subject line, refer to this job code, C as in Charlie, B as in boy, and then the numerals 1040512-N as in Nancy. And a dash is a horizontal line between two letters, halfway between the top and the bottom of the letters. That's a senior technical architect with Blue Yonder in Scottsdale. Next up, a director, transformation office and finance at StateServe Medical LLC in Mesa, Arizona. This position will conduct organizational transformation initiatives with cross-functional impact while fostering a culture of innovation and agility. Telecommuting available from anywhere in the United States. Annual base salaries, $155,000 to $160,000 a year. Requires a master's degree in business administration, management, or related analytical field, plus 5 years of experience as management analyst or related occupation. Requires 5 years of experience in the investment banking or private equity or corporate development industries. To apply, submit your resume to recruiting at dragonflyhealth.com. That's all one word, dragonflyhealth.com, with the job title in the subject line. The job title is Director, Transformation Office and Finance. And it's with the company called StateServe Medical LLC in Mesa, Arizona. Then, Demaray Harvesting and Trucking LLC seeks lead agricultural equipment operator in Casa Grande, Arizona, to provide year-round attention to agricultural equipment, including preparing for harvest season and ensuring company readiness for seasonal equipment operators. Requires travel. Must be able to lift and carry 60 pounds. You can apply online, www.demarayharvesting.com. That's D-E-M-A-R-A-Y. Harvesting is H-A-R-V-E-S-T-I-N-G. Demarayharvesting.com. To apply online, www.demarayharvesting.com. Or you can send your resumes via email to Matt, M-A-T-T, at D-H-T, David, Harry, Tom, dash, USA.com. In the subject line, refer to job number A as an apple, E as an egg, and the numeral 01. So the email address for your sending your resumes would be to Matt, M-A-T-T, at D-H-T, David Harry Tom, -USA.com. Remember, a dash is a horizontal line between two letters, halfway between the top and the bottom of the letters. That was Demaray Harvesting and Trucking, LLC, looking for a lead agricultural equipment operator in Casa Grande, Arizona. Next, we have legal counsel, in-house. In-house legal counsel, multiple positions with TSMC Arizona Corporation in Phoenix, Arizona. Work on-site as a member of the TSMC Arizona Legal Department, providing general corporation and commercial legal services to assist in achieving business goals while minimizing undue risk. Requires a Juris Doctorate, JD, or a Master of Laws, LLM, or foreign equivalent degree, and 4 years of experience as a lawyer. Must have an active license in any U.S. state bar. Please apply online at https://tsmcaz.info/2250lnk. The 2250 are numerals followed by the three letters LNK. Larry, Nancy, Kitty. Legal counsel, in-house, multiple positions. TSMC Arizona Corporation. That's the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation. That's being all those plants that are being built up in Northwest Phoenix. Next up is an MEP superintendent at Clayco. C-L-A-Y-C-O. Clayco Incorporated in Phoenix. The MEP superintendent will be based on the construction project site and responsible for field operations and on-site construction management, design and build construction projects, specifically quality control for mechanical, electrical, plumbing, and fire protection, construction startup, and testing highly complex projects nationwide. The position requires local area travel up to 50% of the time to supervise various construction project sites located in the Phoenix, Arizona geographical area. This requires a bachelor's degree in construction, management, engineering, or related field, or foreign degree equivalent, and 3 years prior relative experience. You can apply online, https://claycorp, that's claycorp.com/careers, and in the requisition box put in number 2687, the numerals 2687. Next up is Amazon.com Services, LLC. Seeks candidates for the following multiple positions available in Tempe, Arizona. A security industry specialist level 2. Complete risk analysis using complex data sets. Use high-level judgment to own our most complex enforcement decisions. Identify gaps and risk in Amazon's current mechanisms and policies, and recommend solutions to product policy owning teams. The pay range for this position in Tempe, Arizona is $102,000 per year up to $178,400 per year. Okay, where do we apply? Back up at the top of the ad, it says apply online at www.amazonjobs and then search by AMZ, the letters Apple, Mary, Zebra, and then followed by the numerals 21424.5. AMZ21424.5. That's Amazon.com Services, LLC, in Tempe, Arizona, is looking, and these are multiple positions available, for candidates for a security industry specialist level 2. Well, that's all the job opportunities in the Arizona Republic this past week. Let's move over to looking at some jobs in various cities. I think the last time we were together, we focused on cities in the East Valley. Well, this time, let's take a look at some cities in the West Valley. And let's begin with, let's say Glendale. Glendale, Arizona. If you were looking for a job opportunity in Glendale, Arizona, you would want to type in to your computer's web browser in the search bar, glendaleaz.gov. glendaleaz.gov, and that would take you to their homepage. And in the top left-hand corner, they've got a kind of a stylized G for the Glendale. It's kind of colorful, and then underneath it, it says Arizona. And then on the right side, there's a search box for how can we help you. And underneath that, you've got tabs like from left to right, live, work, play, your government, and how do I. And underneath that is a nice set of pictures that show up on the screen, like the State Farm Stadium and the West Glendale Complex, etc. But the nice thing is they've redesigned the site. And if you put your cursor, it's right there at the top of the very top of the page. So where it says Glendale, Arizona on the left side, if you will go up just above Glendale and to the right, the first tab is jobs. So it's right there on the top of the front page, almost in the center of the page where it's got jobs. And that will load their career opportunities page. So that way you don't have to navigate through all the departments in the government, etc. So the page loads. There's the big G from Glendale in the left-hand corner. And as we scroll down, it says search bar on the search box on the left side. On the right side, it says 16 jobs found. And to the right of that, you can look by grid view or list view, or you can sort by. And the sort by is like posting date newest to oldest or oldest to newest or job title A to Z or Z to A, even salary, highest to lowest and lowest to highest. Now I've got my computer set to look for job titles A to Z, so I'm going to leave it that way. And the last one on the far right on that level is the filter, and you can filter by location, department, job category, job type, or estimated annual salary. I don't have any of those selected. I've just done a sort by job title A to Z. So the 16 jobs found. The first one is an engineering technician. And it says this on the left-hand side. It's in Glendale. It's full-time, $63,000 to $94,000 annually in the Department of Engineering. And then there's a little blurb about City of Glendale's generous benefits packages. But if I was interested in what it was, what was involved in it, I'd have to put my cursor over the title of engineering technician and select that. And when that happens, from the right-hand side of the page, about half the page becomes the job description page. And it tells you the salary, the job type, the department, the opening date, how many hours per week, the location. There's the job number given to it. And then there's a closing date. So this is going to come up a closing date on 4/27/2026 at 11:59 a.m. Arizona time. And as I scroll down, here comes the description. And they start with generous benefits packages, so you have to scroll beyond it. Ah, here we go, the essential functions. And here's like, they're numbered. There's 21 essential functions. The first one is performs detailed civil improvement plan reviews, including dry utilities like fiber, telecom, gas, and electrical, grading and drainage, paving, water and sewer, and stormwater pollution prevention plans. Well, I'm not interested in that, so I'm going to go back up, put my cursor on the X at the top of the page in the right-hand corner, close that job description page. Now I'm back to the main page that shows 16 jobs found. The next one down is an equipment operator in solid waste loose trash. Nope, not interested. Intelligent transportation systems analyst. Nope, not anticipated. Lead transit operator. Maybe. Ooh, here we go. Librarian. Full-time, $63,000 to $94,000 annually. Alrighty, now we're talking my kind of work. Librarian. Click on the title. It loads this job description page from the side, shows me the job number, and the salary is $63,000 and $94,000 annually. It's 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday. Here's a description about the role. Now we get into the benefits. Now we get into the essential functions. And again, there's 22 essential functions listed. So there's a good description of the entire job procedures for this. Then the minimum qualifications, a bachelor's degree in library science or related field and 2 years of relevant library programming experience, or a master's degree in library science from an American Library Association accredited university is preferred. And then they talk about knowledge of, and there are some bullet points there, the ability to do certain things, not bullet points there. Special requirements, there's a bullet, requires evening, weekend, and holiday work. Oh man, nobody likes to work on the holidays. Anyway, I'm going to scroll back up to the top of the page because if I was interested in applying for the librarian, the button to apply is at the top of the page in the right-hand corner. And when you click on apply, it then takes you to the online application system. I, however, am not going to apply because I'm too busy reading job opportunities for people like you. So I'm going to click on the X, which is to the right of the box to apply. And I can now see, okay, management analyst in transportation, a police dispatcher, a police officer, a police records specialist, a public events scheduler. And that's the first 10 jobs, but there's only 16. So I'm going to click on page 2. Recreation leader, remote facilities technician, service worker in streets, supervisor traffic signal, water services technician. All right, those are my 16 jobs. Well, I'm out of time, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. I'm Gene, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, and you have been listening to the show called Job Opportunities. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I hope you keep on listening. Bye for now.